Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time now for Market Watch. And joining us on the line from Singapore is Thu Thuen Yin, dealer at Phillip Futures. Good morning, Thuen Yin. Now, taking a look at Singapore's economy, the cargo container traffic data was released and last month it showed that it rose for the first time in more than a year. Is that a sign that the worst of the trade slump is over for Singapore?
Okay, well, actually, the rise in the container throughput may be read as a growth from the lower base, since we've seen that the declines from the last year in this data. Of course, the growth actually is a good sign for the local shipping business. However, I believe that we still need to monitor a few more better than expected data to see if this growth will persist, as, the volumes are actually sensitive to the economic shocks.
Okay, and what about labour data? Because if we look at other macroeconomic data that was released earlier this week, Singapore also released labour data, which showed that the first quarter of 2016, it slowed. So what do you think of the labour market stats?
Yeah, the employment data from this Q1, in fact, actually came below the expectation, which somehow diminished this recovering process of the local economy. According to the NAS survey, which was released recently, the economy is actually expected to grow 1.8% in 2016. In fact, the Q1 GDP for the Singapore economy was higher than the median forecast. And even for the upcoming Q2, we are actually expecting to see the growth of GDP by 2%. So all in all, I still see that the local market is still recovering, but in a very slow process. Not really that bad, but I think the recovery process is still remaining very stable.
So domestically, the economy could be looking at a recovery in the rest of the year. But what about how external events could impact Singapore? I mean, we just had the Federal Reserve in the US conclude its FOMC meeting. How do you think the fact that this could impact Singapore, particularly the Sing dollar, now that the market is seeing less than a 50% chance of even one rate rise in by year end?
Yeah, well, when the Fed Yellen decided to hold interest rate steady, in the view of this UK referendum next week, I think that this somehow diminished the market speculation of having at least four rate hikes in 2016. So with this, the very recent FOMC meeting decision and also the previous, the bad non-farm payroll data release, I would say that the chance of happening even the two rate hikes in 2016 is very slim. So for the short term, I'll be looking at the upcoming data release from the UK, US, and if, let's say, the data release continue to be weak, this might be a positive sign for the US stocks. In terms of the local index like STR, a bullish sign for the U.S. stock also means a bullish sign for the local economy. So we are expecting to see some strength in the local economy in view of the bullish statement from the Fed.
And you also mentioned the Brexit referendum in the UK. Is there going to be any implications of the Brexit on the Singapore stock market? I mean, are there any particular sectors that have a lot of exposure to the UK?
Actually, in view of this UK referendum next week, personally, I'll be paying attention more on these oil sectors and also on the banks segments for the week. So this possible Brexit has actually impacted on the oil market as this tightening concerns over the global growth and the declines. Oil counters such as Keppel, you think that it has been the leading indicator for the week, as actually is the company itself is close to winning this joint venture contract with Repsol, and also due to the economic shocks, the oil sectors has been performing quite well in the local economy. However, if you actually look at these local banking counters such as UOB and OCBC, we're seeing that they have been in the lagging indicators for the week, since the bank segment actually, in fact, of course, is a kind of like spillover effect from the US side. And also, in view of this UK referendum, I believe there is going to be more sensitivity in this counter.
You know, Tuyin, given everything that you've said about, you know, external headwinds and what's happening with the domestic economy, are you risk-off at the moment? Or do you see any significant pullback as a potential buying opportunity?
At the moment, I believe all the factors were actually overshadowed by the UK referendum next week. So at the moment, since everyone said that they're going to be keep the rate steady for the month, I think the rate hike situation is actually off the market focus for now. So the short term, I think we still need to wait for the UK referendum next week, whether the Britain will stay or remain in the EU. And this, the outcome will definitely affect the market movement for this month.
Are you risk off? I mean, are you holding at the moment till all these external factors give you more clarity?
Okay, with all the external factors, I think at the moment I will actually still be on hold, meaning that I'm not really going to the market because you don't know how the market's going to move and node versus going to come out in the next week.
All right, thank you so much. That was Tu Tunyin, dealer at Phillip Futures. And now Ibrahim speaks to Ben Libran, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.